The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
You may have already seen tomatoes from Red Sun Farms in supermarkets. The parent company in Mexico has hundreds of acres of greenhouses there and in Canada. But this is the first time they'll grow the fruit here. And by here, we mean Dublin, Virginia. Jay Abbott is director of operations.
We're here because of location. And what is entailed with location is altitude, sunny days, cool nights. And from a strategic standpoint, we're here because of where we are in the Mid-Atlantic.
Red Sun Farms invested $20 million in the project. It got help from the Governor's Opportunity Fund, mostly to prepare the site near the New River Valley Airport for this partially prefab greenhouse. It's made by a company in the south of France and assembled on site. So far, they've put 18 acres under glass and plan to add another 30 starting in 2016. Walking into a greenhouse this time of year feels like getting off an airplane in the tropics. In here, it's around 80 degrees and humid under bright sun, a climate appreciated not only by visitors, but also by the 90,000 8-foot-high tomato plants, their ripening fruits stretching toward the tempered glass ceiling. Red Sun Farms hired around 40 workers in the last 5 months, most at around $10 an hour. They ride down long aisles on electric vehicles inside what looks like a tomato forest.
I was contemplating that today to think that it's amazing that a seed that's smaller than the tip of my fingernail will grow into a plant and produce over 100 pounds of tomatoes a year.
That's master grower John Secker. He's been doing this kind of work for 30 years, and he says the wholesale price of tomatoes has not changed much in that time.
What has changed is the level of output. When we first started, to give an example, we were getting a good year would be 45 kilograms per square meter. Now we're looking at 65 to 70 kilograms per square meter. So we've almost doubled our production in the last 30 years, but yet the price of tomatoes hasn't gone up.
Zucker says tomatoes still fetch around 50 to 60 cents a pound, but for organic tomatoes, the price is higher, a gap he believes will close in the next decade or so. A third of the tomatoes grown here are organic. Megan O'Rourke is assistant professor of food science at Virginia Tech.
Well, I think some of this high-tech organic and large businesses getting into organics is what's lowering the cost.
O'Rourke says sales of organics account for around $30 billion a year, and they're growing at 10% a year, faster than other sectors in agriculture.
Certainly there is going to be vast quantities of locally produced tomatoes available in Southwest Virginia. Technically, if you're talking about local produce, according to USDA definitions, that's purchasing within a 400-mile distance.
Again, operations manager Jay Abbott.
If there's a Red Sun Farm label and it says product of the United States, it came from Dublin.
I'm Robbie Harris.